This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial continues in the U.S. Senate, and the Republican-controlled body voted along party lines to block a motion from Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. That motion would have subpoenaed White House documents related to Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Schumer, speaking with reporters, says the president's defense lawyers aren't saying why they object to the Democrats' request for those documents.
None of them directly address why there shouldn't be witnesses and documents. They talk about how bad the House is. I don't agree with that at all. But they don't argue one. They don't make a single argument why there shouldn't be witnesses and documents. That speaks volumes.
Earlier, White House counsel Pat Cipollone attacked the foundation of the charges against the Republican president, saying Democrats had not come close to meeting the standard for impeachment. House managers continue presenting their arguments for impeaching Trump, who has been charged with abuse of power and obstructing Congress. The president was not in Washington when the trial got underway. He was at the Davos World Economic Forum. So was teen climate advocate Greta Thunberg. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president didn't mention Thunberg by name. He talked about embracing the possibilities of tomorrow.
We must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
Thunberg, in turn, did not mention the president by name when she said climate change critics consider the topic too depressing.
Unlike you, my generation will not give up without a fight. The facts are clear, but they are still too uncomfortable for you to address.
Thunberg and President Trump have been sparring for months. Last month, the president told her in a tweet to chill and to work on her anger management problem. She jokingly responded, "She is currently chilling." I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News.